AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB from the Henry L. Brown Municipal Building in downtown Coldwater with a big announcement this afternoon. A very, very big announcement, and the Brown family name will continue on. An $11 million gift to the city of Coldwater, which will be used in collaboration with the Coldwater Schools for the expansion of the Heritage Park Recreation Facility and the building of a new aquatic pool. City Manager Jeff Budd, kind of walk us through the process. How did this get started to begin, one, to build this coalition, and two, to have Dr. Brown approach you with this gift?
Yeah, you know, it all started, Ken, when we received word that he was looking to do something in Coldwater. Actually, Dr. Brown comes down every often, and he actually came and looked at our current facilities, and through a third party, he kind of indicated he had some interest, and he says, well, what would you need? We went back to our studies that we had done. We'd done community studies, and every time it always came back, the top two items was one is a pool and one is an indoor facility, an indoor gym. So long story short, we gave him some drawings one time, and it kind of sat there, didn't go very far, and it kind of dropped, and then some interest kind of waned. Then I think about, I'd say about 18 months ago, we heard back from Dr. Brown, and he asked, well, where do we stand? And so we gave him our drawings, and then we pitched the projects to him, and thank goodness he agreed to do the project. And I can't thank him enough, and I'm sure I sound like a babbling idiot when he told me. At the end of the phone, there was silence there. I'm like, he's going to do the whole project? We really expected that he'd give like $3 million, and we could maybe eke out a pool. This is beyond our wildest imagination. Just
Tina Kerr, Superintendent of Schools for Coldwater, with this collaboration. Not a lot of communities that could say they could pull something like this off. It's pretty fantastic to be able to do that, isn't it?
It's incredible. I think when I said I get excited, I'm having a hard time containing it. I still get goosebumps thinking about what just happened, and I can't thank the city enough because this is going to be great for our entire community and certainly for our students.
From the educational standpoint, the school standpoint, what will this allow you to do now?
I really think sky's the limit. The biggest thing is there's a large portion in our PE curriculum that takes aquatics into account. We obviously haven't been able to address that, so this will give us that opportunity. Certainly, all our students having a buffet of different activities to choose from will give them those opportunities. Maybe you're not a basketball player, but you're a swimmer. So it just opens up a bunch of different doors for our students, so that's the exciting part.
Jeff, when you announced a news conference was coming up, you mentioned the economic benefit, and this certainly will have an economic benefit from the standpoint of raising the standard of living in this community and probably being able to attract new businesses.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that, personally, I used to take my daughter to Marshall. I'd drive up to Marshall, I'd have dinner, I'd eat, I'd wait for her to pick up, drive her home. We have students that are now going over to Sturgis to hit tennis balls. Now they can come. They can stay in town. We will now have people coming and do those things in Coldwater. They want to be on these courts. They want to come swim in our pool. We know that this is going to be drawing people in. We know that it will also be part of the new, you know, the construction phase. We'll also bring in new economic industry. And most importantly, as Lisa said, when we're recruiting people and you walk around and say, hey, you got an indoor facility. Do you have a pool? Well, no, we don't. Now we can say we have a pool, and it's one of the top premier places you want to come visit. So it definitely helps draw those businesses in. So it's great.
So what kind of time frame are we looking at to try to get this up and running and maybe completed?
Well, we actually just talked about that, and we're hoping to break ground this spring and hope it would be open January of 2014.
So that's a pretty aggressive schedule on that. Would that be for both portions, the pool and also the expansion at Heritage Park?
Pretty much both. Yep.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks, guys. It's Jeff Budd, City Manager for City of Coldwater, and Superintendent of Schools Dr. Tina Kerr. This collaboration being announced this afternoon, and the gift from the Robert Brown family of $11 million to the City of Coldwater for the new addition, which would be the aquatic pool next to Legg Middle School and also the expansion at Heritage Park. We're at City Hall, the Henry L. Brown Municipal Building here on AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.